just standing at the top of the stairs. In my grandmother's old house, I was 10 miles away or so, and I haven't popped in here for ages. If I'm honest, I've been avoiding the place. It's stuck in a strange kind of limbo at the moment as I, swear oaths and sign paperwork to kind of take ownership after her death. And it's a very long-winded process, the to-ing and fro-ing of ridiculous paperwork. It seems ridiculous. I mean, it's obviously worthwhile doing because this house is just sitting here and really needs to be sold. It's freezing cold in here. There's not much temperature difference between inside and outside. Yet it still contains so many memories, or at least these walls and the sounds and the feeling of being here have triggered so many memories of the last 40 plus years. I'm standing on the top step of a staircase that, if I remember rightly, used to be used as some kind of strange biscuit tin toboggan ride. I think I used to put a biscuit tin on a dinner tray and ride it down the steps. And the steps are really steep. I certainly would not do that now. And I remember I probably stopped abruptly in more ways than one when on one occasion I tried to jump up at the end and knocked some teeth out on a small shelf table that held the telephone. It's funny the things you remember in situ and stood in the same place. Things once happened. The floors creak in the same places. There's still a small amount of furniture here. This particular cupboard, for example, made by Wilton Furniture in London. Quite a kind of a domineering wardrobe. If I remember rightly, this particular side. Always made that sound forever when you opened it. And inside, neatly labelled, ties go here, hats go here. But, just to have a hat shelf in a cupboard. I don't know what to do with this. Got no room for it at mine. I'm sure, ultimately, when everything's signed off, we're going to have to get some house clearance person to come and take everything away in their cold, calculated way that they do such things. There's an old radio here called the... Do you know what? I can't even read that. It's made by Nora. Everything seems to be written in German, but it's like a massive world radio. Massenreka 56. I can't remember the last time that ran. I bet you it still runs. And if it didn't, radio stuff are very easy to get going again. Squeaky floorboards and the essence of a house that has changed very little since the late 60s. Funny, isn't it, that I'm already feeling the pangs of, I don't know, loss. Because this is going to be somebody else's, and I think the moment they fill these spaces, there's an entire set of Children's Botanica there. I need to charity shop some of this stuff, or maybe see if any schools want them. I'm sure all the, I mean, they were my Children's Botanica, incredible investment, you know, for a child. But I guess that was my internet. That was the place I went when I looked stuff up. I went to my bright red volumes, 1 to 12 of the Children's Botanica. You go to the letter, you look it up. I'm going to have to take that home, I think. I think that there might still be some good stuff. I could always cross-reference it with the internet. He's, you know, now my little boy at five all like, can you Google it? Can you Google it? Can you Google it? And it, I don't like the mention of that brand name constantly. I probably should say, I will look it up on the internet. I will look it up on the internet. But wouldn't it be great just to have the books to go to as well? So, yeah, someone's going to move in and push all of those memories out, I guess. It's there's always something new that I remember. I'm at the bottom of the stairs now, and I remember a strange kind of uncomfortable selfie I took to send to family in Brazil as I've got my arm around my grandmother and I'm holding the phone up because the window light here is big and bright. And I remember looking at the photo before sending it thinking, wow, she looks tiny. She looks really small. And she's definitely shrunk. And also there was a weird kind of vacant look in her eyes because the dementia was really starting to take hold, and she knew who everybody was, and she conversed really well with everybody at that stage. She was, in fact, living here with care three times a day, and yet you could tell that she was on the decline. This floor I'm walking on now, I'm not entirely certain it's suspended correctly. This is a ground floor, and yet everything has a habit of springing. And my granddad used to say, no jumping off the sofa, no jumping up and down, because it used to shake the whole room. You'll break the floor. And I think that after a wedding, I think it was maybe my mother's wedding, he reported to have said, we're not having anybody back at ours, more than five people and the floor will collapse. Obviously he said it with a heavy Ukrainian accent, because that's where he was from. And it hasn't been fortified or hasn't been strengthened in any way. And I'm sure we've had way more than five people in here at any time. And the back garden, we used to spend so much time out there. See a blackbird digging up worms, thankful for the peace and quiet and maybe the ever so slightly beginning to become overgrown nature of it. There's a strange sadness which I won't be sorry to kind of let go of, because as much as I want to remember all the wonderful times and all the and my upbringings and the adventures and the things I learnt here, I learnt to ride a bike just outside on this on the patio I'm looking at now. I'm thinking that there's an awful lot of sadness tied up as well. The normal sadness that comes along with the passage of time and how you just watch people, strong-willed people filled with their past adventures, slowly kind of evaporating in front of you. Families that were never really everything that they seemed, but you knew. I'm stood where the dinner table used to be, and for a period of time, this was the main hub. This small room, it seems now, that felt so big to me with one, two, three, four, at least six people. Sometimes eight sat around a table, everything cramped together, small wine glasses, small plates so that we could all fit on there, and yet piled high with food, Italian and kind of a mixture of Ukrainian, Italian fusion. Nobody ever used the word back then. Food from Alupsis and Borscht to Vareniks and your polentas. And your lasagnas and your cannellonis. And wow, we really did have wonderful Epicurean moments in here. And the serving hatch that we would be constantly calling through to my grandmother saying, Are you coming to sit down? Are you coming to sit down? And he'd be like, oh, just 1 minute, just 1 minute, just 1 minute. I have to do this, I have to do that. And she'd already started washing up before she'd even had a chance to eat her dinner. And I'm like, she'd always kind of sit down towards the end of the meal and yet finish her main before most of the people on the table. Yeah. I guess we all go through this, don't we? To see the sold sign hanging up outside is hopefully just the beginning for other people's adventures, other people's family dinners, and other people's stories to be collected within these walls.